Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
We have some great football history stories for you on the podcast today. As a music executive saves a CFL franchise, a couple of great college games that were unexpected results, and some great legends of the game celebrate birthdays such as Y.A. Tittle and Jay Novacek in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and this is the Pigskin Dispatch Daily Football History Podcast for October 24th for your football history headlines. And we're going to go to October 24th, 1970, and Wake Forest edged preseason ACC favorite North Carolina 14-13 at Grove Stadium to improve to 4-3 in the season. Wake trailed 13-0 entering into the fourth quarter before Larry Russell scored on a quarterback sneak to cut the deficit to 13-7. The Deacons won the game by marching 94 yards in the closing minutes as Larry Hopkins scored on a 3-yard run with just 12 seconds left in the game to tie it. Tracy Lonsberry added the extra point for the win, and Wake Forest wins the game. 11 years to that day, October 24th, 1981, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in this Battle of the Carolinas edition, the number 3 in the nation, 6-0 North Carolina Tar Heels hosted the unranked South Carolina Gamecocks, whose record was at 4-3 on the season. The Gamecocks were a year removed from Heisman Trophy winner George Rogers playing for them, and they were a team in flux that lost its identity when the great runner had moved on from the team. The Tar Heels, on the other hand, were riding high with a stingy defense that thus far into the season was giving up a mere 14 points per game. The Gamecocks jumped out early as they took the opening kickoff in 3 minutes and drove the ball into the end zone for an early 7-0 lead. They then collected multiple turnovers from their host and extended their lead even further, but North Carolina squad fought back and just before the half with a backup quarterback to keep it a one-score game at 14-7. The second half was all Gamecocks, though, as the University of Carolina upset the third-ranked University of North Carolina by the final score of 31-13. 10 years later on the timeline, October 24th, 1991, music industry executive Larry Reichman purchased the CFL's Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders franchise was struggling financially, and Reichman's guidance was just what the doctor ordered. The new owner made a string of positive decisions that turned the finances of the team around, including the signing of Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Doug Flutie, quarterback Jeff Garcia, and even Dwayne The Rock Johnson as players on the team. He also started a great marketing campaign that won fans over and set the team into winning ways as well, as they participated in 5 Grey Cup games and even won one in the 1992 season. Our next headline takes place on October 24th, 2009 in South Bend, Indiana, as the 19th annual College Football Holy War saw Notre Dame defeating Boston College 20-16. Surprisingly, it was Notre Dame's first win in the series in 9 seasons. Gridiron guys and girls, we want to hear about how you feel about the show. We want you to contact us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook at the Pigskin Dispatch. Give us an IM on there. And check us out on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. So again, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Now here's a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
It's time to celebrate us some birthdays of great legends of the game from the Hall of Fames. And we're going to go to October 24th, 1926. Marshall, Texas was the place, and the quarterback, great Yelbertron Abraham Tittle, was born. Yes, Y.A. Tittle played collegiately at Louisiana State University. After college, he joined the Colts in the AAFC and was that league's Rookie of the Year in 1950. When the Colts disbanded before the start of the 1951 season, Tittle joined the San Francisco 49ers and enjoyed 10 seasons of individual success with the team, but never got close to a championship. In 1961, he was traded to the New York Giants, and Y.A. platooned at quarterback with veteran Charlie Connerly. By 1963, he had taken over the Giants' QB position outright and earned the NFL Most Valuable Player honors. Y.A. led the Giants to the divisional titles in 1961, 1962, and 1963, but though they failed to win the overall NFL crown, these were considered the great years to remember by Giants fans. Tittle enjoyed 17 seasons in his NFL career, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website bio on the player, and he was the All-NFL 4 times in his career, played in 7 Pro Bowls, and tossed over 28,000 yards and 212 touchdowns in his illustrious career. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Y.A. Tittle in 1971's enshrinement ceremonies. Next, we move to October 24th, 1932. J.D. Roberts, a stellar guard from the University of Oklahoma, was born. He was one of the most decorated players of his era. According to the NFF website, in 1953, he made 7 All-American teams and was on the first to sweep all the awards given to a lineman. The Outland Trophy, the Lineman of the Year with the Associated Press and United Press, Movie Tones Fox News Award, and Williamson Syndicate. The National Football Foundation selected J.D. Roberts to join their exclusive club at the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1993. Then we had October 24th, 1932 also in Chicago, Illinois, Notre Dame's famed halfback Johnny Latner came into this world. Per the footballfoundation.org bio on him, as a sophomore halfback, Latner led the team in minutes played. In 1953, Latner carried the ball 24 times for a 4.1 rushing average, caught 2 passes for 42 yards, and intercepted a pass in a 28-21 victory against Oklahoma. He also punted 9 times that afternoon, compiling a 38-yard average. He saved the Irish from defeat in 1951 against Iowa. It was a 4th and 10 at Notre Dame's 22-yard line, with the Irish down 20-13. But instead of punting, Latner threw his first college pass, a 23-yard strike, to an Irish first down. Then with 45 ticks to the clock remaining, Latner ran 55 yards to the goal line, scoring a touchdown to help Notre Dame to a 20-20 tie. Latner won the Maxwell Award and the Heisman Trophy in 1953 and was a 2-time All-American selection. Selectors voted Johnny Latner into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1979. And finally, we go to October 24th, 1962 in Martin, South Dakota. Wyoming tight end Jay Novacek was born. Per the NFF, Jay Novacek was with the Wyoming Cowboys. It was a consensus first-team All-American selection, as the tight end caught 83 receptions for 1,536 yards and 10 touchdowns in his 3-year collegiate career. The National Football Foundation selected Jay Novacek to proceed straight to the Dwelling of Legends in their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2008.
The St. Louis Cardinals picked Jay in the sixth round of the 1985 draft, and he played for the franchise in both St. Louis and Phoenix for five seasons before joining the Dallas Cowboys. He helped the Dallas Cowboys to three Super Bowl wins in 4 years and made it to five Pro Bowl appearances in his 11-year career. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sturneman collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward, a Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe, and a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you will enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you, and good luck!